It is Lissa Lou and Justin too. Thank you for hanging with us. I do have to issue a public apology because over the weekend I took a photo. I had to stop in to work for a little bit and get some things done. And I took a photo of one of our coworkers who has headphones that are held together with duct tape. And I said, whoever you are, I will buy you new headphones because these have to be really hair pulling and awful to wear every day. And I apologize to Jeff. I should have known they were yours, buddy. They're not pulling his hair. And some people just don't throw things away. Some people just have things that are their favorite. They never get rid of them. I have a mic stand that I started gigging with as a musician when I was 16 years old. It's held together with duct tape to this day. And I use it to this day. So I'm not judging you, dude. I was just trying to help.
I'm judging. I'm 100% judging. You are a radio professional. Get yourself some new headphones, man.
He loves them.
They're like $10. You can get nice headphones now for like, you can go to Five Below and get some headphones. Duct tape, on especially for someone like Jeff.
Every person has one thing they love that's held together with duct tape that they don't want to get rid of because they just love it. I do think every person has at least one thing, like me with my mic stand. So I'm not...
What is it about that mic stand that's special, though?
Because here's the thing. Every mic stand you get now, it's got the legs that kind of branch out like a chicken leg.
Okay.
And this one has the big fat disc at the bottom.
Okay.
And it's really, really heavy, and it holds it in place, and it doesn't wobble. And when drunk people come up and talk to me at gigs, it doesn't really wobble that much, where the other ones will topple like the scarecrow.
Okay.
So it's really worth it for me to keep it. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. But you know they make new ones the same style, right?
No, they do not. You can't get that bass that heavy.
Really?
You cannot.
Wow.
I'm telling you. Look, is there anything in your home right now that you have that's held together with duct tape?
No. I mean, I've been real picky because I've been moving from a 3-bedroom house to an apartment, so I'm kind of getting rid of, like, pruning my life before I bring it to my apartment.
Sure.
I do have a 29-foot RV that's, like, packed with my stuff. It's basically storage right now. I have to go through. I'm sure there are many things in there that are wrapped in duct tape that I haven't seen in 20 years.
God bless duct tape. But then Tori from our promotions department, she piped up in the comments, and she said, Lissa, the duct tape is not the worst part of those headphones. It's the cord, because she said it's wrapped and wrapped and wrapped and wrapped, and it's like miles of cord wrapped around itself. Would you be down? This is the most idiotic idea, but would you be down if Tori wrapped around a bunch of cords together and set out 4 little spaces of wrapped around cords? You, me, Jeff, Kristen, you try to untangle cords and see who can do it first.
It's one of the skills that I'm not great. I can tie knots with the best of them, like a Boy Scout, but untying things, my fingers are not that nimble. So I'm down, but I do not anticipate winning this one.
Ooh, this is the first time you've not been confident that you're going to win a contest.
Yeah, if it was tying knots, 100%, I know 40 different knots, I could tie them, you lose. Untying them, that's one of the reasons I'm not on Survivor.
But you're down.
Oh, yeah. 98.5 KRZ.